Time now for this week's Hendrick Hometown Hero, brought to you by Hendrick South Point Porsche. This week, we're heading to campus and recognizing Natalia Bondarenko, the Outreach Coordinator for the Center for Slavic, Eurasian, and East European Studies at UNC.
Natalia came here after the beginning of the war in Ukraine. She's from Mariupol, which was just destroyed by the Russian invasion.
That's Jonathan Mills, who met Natalia in 2024 after having spent 2 years overseas working with refugees himself in Poland and Ukraine.
As soon as I met her, it was like, just wow. I mean, the things that she was doing, that they were doing at the Center for Slavic, Eurasian, and European Studies, it's just, we're very fortunate.
And in her role at UNC, Natalia Bondarenko has been working tirelessly to tell the story of the Ukrainian people and bring art to Chapel Hill.
She's been organizing projects and performances that are simultaneously powerful and sad and beautiful and yet positive. I don't understand how you can put all of that together. Last year, she put together a performance of Ukrainian soldiers, and it was the most powerful concert I've ever been to.
And this Sunday, March 8th, UNC is presenting another concert Natalia organized, the Ukrainian Lullaby Project.
It is lullabies by six Ukrainian women living here in North Carolina to pass on to their children.
Natalia Bondarenko organized that project in coordination with Carnegie Hall.
To get refugees to write lullabies and put them together with opera singers and pianists is unbelievable. She makes art, and it's just overwhelming to me.
And she's doing all of that in a very difficult local context, too. UNC is shutting down the Center for Slavic, Eurasian, and East European Studies after this year, leaving her job at the university in limbo.
And that's another piece. It's hard. You're a refugee. It's hard. She has, you know, one child here, but, you know, she's going out positive. You know, she's creating something big and going out in a positive way.
What's she like as a person?
She's just nice. Her home cities have been destroyed. I don't know how you can't be angry and bitter, and she's not. And that's what's fascinating to me. She's just positive. She's telling a story, and she absolutely has a mission so people understand the horrific nature of what's happened in Ukraine. And she's doing it in a way that makes you feel sad, but uplifted at the same time.
You can buy tickets to the concert by visiting the center's website, ceees.unc.edu. Thanks to Jonathan Mills for the nomination and the kind words, and thanks and congratulations to Natalia Bondarenko, this week's Hendrick Hometown Hero.
How incredible it is that we have in our community refugees from the war that are doing great things. In the beginning, they were fortunate that we embraced them, but now we're fortunate to have them here.
Brought to you by Hendrick South Point Porsche, also home to Acura, BMW, and Subaru, offering exceptional car service to Chapel Hill since 1985. When your car needs auto service, it's important to bring it to a trusted service center where your vehicle can get the right kind of care. At Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, they promise to wow you.